This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
The sacred fire of liberty is on. Jonathan E. Ward is back. And, Jonathan, we missed you last week, but I understand there was, you know, emergencies with clients that just kind of suddenly took you away before showtime. And I was just glad you weren't swallowed up and chewed up and spit out by the bureaucratic oligarchy because, you know, they don't like you so much.
Well, I'm like Mighty Mouse. I just keep fighting.
Yes.
I don't know if your listeners all remember Mighty Mouse. Do you remember Mighty Mouse?
Oh, yes,
Rock?
Of course. You know, Mighty Mouse, here I come to save the day. We have, you know, that part of our show. People hear that as one of the bumpers. So we go back in time to our age group, Jonathan, and have fun with what we grew up on. And now people can watch this stuff on YouTube and other things, so they end up finding out what we saw when we were kids.
Well, they may not know this one. When I was in England in the morning, there were two stations, I think, BBC One, BBC Two. And in the morning, they would only run for a certain number of hours, and then they would go off the air. And in the morning on BBC One, I think, they had Bill and Ben, the flower pot men.
You can
YouTube Bill and Ben, the flower pot men. You will see a black and white cartoon that has actually clay, like those claymation figures. And, yeah, so one of the flowers was known as weed, and they would say, weed, when they called that flower.
Yeah.
And there was all this rampant speculation, because it was made in the 60s, that weed was marijuana. And now, just a few years ago, the producers of that original BBC show, having denied for years that weed was pot, announced now, long after they gained in age and are near in geriatric condition, they said indeed weed was
weed.
Pot.
Yes. That's hilarious. And the kids didn't know, of course. You know what and the thing is about the way people use plants, right? As Ron Paul has said, listen, you know, Ron Paul's not a pot smoker, but he defended the right for people to use a plant however they wanted, as long as they violated nobody else's rights, you know, operated things under the influence, that kind of thing. And now we come to find out that, as in the Bible, these plants have medicinal benefits. All plants of creation, if you use them appropriately.
Well, I'll tell you, you and I share the revulsion to the notion that people smoke or drink or use other stimulants, and it's just destructive of the human body, and it's really revolting to us personally. We wouldn't do it, but we have to have an appropriate principle that animates law.
Yes.
That is just, and that just principle is that if you undertake an activity, the logical consequence of which is to result in harm to others, you may be arrested, not before the fact, but as you engage in such activity or are in the process of doing so. So if you are intoxicated with whatever substance and you get behind the wheel and you start driving, well, you are posing a risk to others. But if someone is locked up in a house and they're engaging in some unfortunate activity that is not affecting children, not affecting others, well, the state ought not have the power to come bashing through the door and seizing the person. If they step out, though, and threaten someone or create a violent altercation or threaten one, of course.
Yes.
But the point is, and by the same token, I would not relieve people of legal responsibility on the basis of intoxication. The criminal law historically says that if your mind is, you know, if you have an altered state, that would be a defense against culpability, because usually there's a thing called mens rea or your conscious awareness of the act. So in the criminal law from the common law days, when a person would commit murder who was insane, they would not be guilty of murder if they could be proven to not appreciate the gravity of their act. I have a different perspective that deviates from this, and I do think that if you commit an act and you're under the influence of a drug,
mm-hmm.
you ought to be responsible for that act, whether it's homicide on the road or, you know, gross negligence that results in the loss of a child because of an inadequate care, whatever it is. I would hold you responsible for that, because I think that that is a foreseeable consequence of using a mind-altering drug or whatever. So I think it's sort of a buyer beware circumstance, but the criminal law should hold you to account for whatever your behavior is, even if you attempt to use as an excuse the fact that you are on a mind-altering
under the
drug.
Influence. I wonder, Jonathan, because of my expansion of what you just said, is that I would want to hold the doctors who prescribe these mind-altering drugs, because obviously we're going beyond
that. You bet.
Because there's so much information about the psychotic episodes, the depression, suicidal, homicidal ideations, behaviors from being put on. And now we're talking, again, pharmaceutical drugs, that doctors would then think twice if they're going to be held liable for the behavior of their patients under the influence of these drugs.
Well, right. And with the antipsychotic drugs, the antidepressant drugs that they now, some 1 million children in America are given these drugs, in excess of that. And to think that it's known and even admitted by the FDA and the labeling for these drugs at last, that these drugs increase the risk of violent behavior and suicide. Well, if you're a physician and you're prescribing these drugs to kids like Ritalin or Paxil or Zoloft, you ought to be responsible. You should be accountable for that prescription. If you know that there's an increased risk of suicide, there's an increased risk of violent behavior, and it can be shown that that drug was the trigger to the action, which is a difficult level of proof, but nonetheless, you should be held liable. And furthermore, they ought to be held liable under strict liability, which means that if you don't do it, you're done. When they don't give fully informed consent, routinely these psychiatrists and regular practitioners dole out these antipsychotic and antidepressant drugs. 1 in 5 Americans are on them.
Yes.
Yet they dole them out, and they don't give people fully informed consent. They don't tell them all the adverse things that can happen to you with these things.
Well,
people end up committing suicide or, you know, whatever.
Jonathan, the issue of liability, obviously that liability within a legal definition, responsibility for actions, and yet you mentioned, of course, the psychiatric drugs and fully informed consent. We take it to the vaccine realm, and what's the big problem here, right? It's that there is no informed consent. The pediatricians aren't given it. And even more than that, because the 1986 law absolved responsibility for the manufacturers of those drugs or biologics, they no longer had an incentive to do any safety test. I mean, what is it? What do they care? Just put the thing out and profit from it, because there's no liability.
You got it. There are three problems with this. First, Congress enacted legislation to create a fund for the purpose of reimbursing or paying people who were victimized by vaccines, who suffered an serious adverse effect of a vaccine, the Victim Compensation Fund. That compensation fund jealously guards its resources and dismisses substantial numbers of cases that people allege of injury. But in addition, it shields the actual party that is responsible for the harm, manufacturer of those drugs, from any liability. And by doing that, of course, you get more bad behavior. If you don't make people responsible, if you take away responsibility for their acts, then their acts are going to be logically more outrageous. And this is what happens. Then, in addition, you have wacko states that are like foreign countries like California,
yes,
where you have essentially mandatory vaccination. You've got every kid going to a public school and even every kid going to a private school, unless the kid's homeschooled, has to be vaccinated under the full vaccine schedule in California, unless there is a very detailed medical declaration of reasons why they cannot, and even then it's probed.
Yes.
And so there's this, there's the, no dissent is possible. In such a circumstance, the necessity for liability with the manufacturer is manifest, yet it isn't there under the law because Congress took it away. And then in addition to that, you've got this perverse reading of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. The liberty provision of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution says that you may not be deprived of your liberty without due process of law. And in all other contexts where people are forcibly confined or are denied a right to travel or are prohibited from being able to, under equal justice under the law under the 14th Amendment, to attend an event that's attended by all others that's at a public institution, all of those things are routinely decided in favor of plaintiffs when there is a prejudicial denial. In this case, you've got the forcible injection of kids with vaccines as a condition precedent to their going to a public school or a private school in California. You have no right of dissent. None.
Where's the protection of the minority? You know,
Where is the 14th Amendment? Well, I'll tell you where the 14th Amendment was. It was eaten by a decision by Justice Holmes, who favored eugenics, who believed in an earlier decision that created the precedent for his later decision that was on the Jacobson decision.
Yeah.
The earlier decision, there was a woman who was deemed socially unacceptable in this community because she was, quote-unquote, loose and had relations with more than one chap. And so it was said of her. I don't know the truth. And they took her, put her in a insane asylum because her behavior was unbecoming, and they lobotomized her.
Wow. It wasn't just a sterilization. They lobotomized her?
I'm sorry. It was sterilization.
That would make more sense. Yeah. But it's still a violent action against someone whose behavior you didn't like.
Forcibly sterilized. Yeah. She was incarcerated in a nut ward, forcibly sterilized, could have no children.
And Justice Holmes was a Supreme Court.
That went to Justice Holmes.
That's a Supreme Court
Justice. Justice Holmes, who is the pillar of American jurisprudence in many respects.
Hold on, we got to take a break. Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at oneway.com. Oneway.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Jonathan E. Moore, you were just talking about Justice Holmes, who's looked and highly regarded apparently in jurisprudence issues in the United States history, but you're telling me he was a proponent of eugenics and forceful sterilization and things like this. It's like, wait a second. This is why I say that if we expect that the government can be the arbiter on its own power, that ultimately it was supposed to be the states and the people.
A really repulsive decision, Robert, that Holmes wrote. Mm-hmm. He, with disdain, dismisses her argument, which, by the way, this whole thing was set up by the prosecutors, including her case, so that it could reach Holmes, so that they could produce a decision that Holmes wanted to produce that would basically create a legal foundation for eugenics in the United States. He believed in sterilization. He was indistinguishable in his thinking from Adolf Hitler, in that he wanted to see undesirables, quote-unquote, be eliminated from the population. In fact, he favored testing of children after birth to determine their relative IQ, which who knows if that's possible.
Sure.
To determine their own, and if they didn't meet the cut, he thought that they should be. He believed in infanticide.
Oh my God!
That you should just kill them.
Jonathan, yeah. How if this could happen in the United States of America in our own history? What does this say about our founders' warning about the unbridled power of government not kept in check by the people?
Well, I've written about this. This whole notion that, you know, Justice Holmes' position is the reason why, in the vaccine context, the 14th Amendment is not applied, as it is in every other context, to protect the dissenting minority from being forced to have an intrusive and liberty violating procedure. And that's, when you think about this vaccine issue, I mean, it's really grotesque. You are being forced to take into your body a substance, your child is, that you may disagree with, may not want to have, may even have other medical advisors telling you not to do it. Your child may have had a reaction, for example, to an earlier vaccine. You may want to stop the vaccine schedule. Yeah, or a sibling or a relative.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And you may want to not go through the full vaccine schedule, but you have no right to do that. And what I would say to the majority of people who get vaccinated and get away with it without adverse effects to their kids that they can observe, I would tell you that remember, somewhere along the line, you may not be that fortunate. And when you're not that fortunate, you and have a child, heaven forbid, that suffers a extensive fever that causes brain damage or convulsions or some other adverse effect, you don't then have the legal power in California to stop the program.
The government,
you got to convince a doctor.
Yeah.
The doctor has to be willing to make himself a pariah in the community now because there's a stigma.
Yeah.
And most pediatricians will not do it.
And the ones that do, they are attacked in the mainstream media in California, for instance.
And by medical boards.
And by medical boards as well. And folks, this is...
And by their peers.
This is the importance to understand the danger of democracy. That's what I said here. And I just get so disgusted with politicians that say, we are protecting democracy, wherever it is. It's like our founders abhorred that form of government because they knew that was the majority, the tyranny of the majority. And you have the majority of people in California, lockstep religious belief in vaccination. There are a small minority of people that have recognized there is a great danger, and others that have sincere religious beliefs against injecting aborted fetal cells and animal DNA into humans. And they are not protected in California because it operates more like a socialist democracy rather than a Republican form of government that protects the individual against the tyranny of the majority.
So right, Robert. You're so right. I mean, this is the unfortunate reality people live with in California. And there have been several attempts year after year, actually every year, there's an attempt in other states to do the same thing, to strip away the generally accepted exceptions, which have allowed religious exemptions, medical exemptions, conscientious objections, and try to make everybody adhere to this. And here's the absurdity of this, Robert. Even if you bought into the notion that vaccinating everybody will protect everybody from some particular disease or contagion of one kind or another, the fact of the matter is it's based on this notion of herd immunity, which is everybody has to be vaccinated. Well, it is impossible, except in the most draconian police state, to get every human being vaccinated. And when you're in a school, all these adults come into the school who are not vaccinated. All these people, food service, delivery people.
Oh, yeah,
people
adults are not following the man. Yeah, listen, Jonathan, we're up on another break. Stand by. This is a great discussion with the Sacred Fire of Liberty, the FDA Dragon Slayer, and more. Jonathan E. Moore. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're talking with Jonathan Emord as we do each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty. You can find Emord, EMORD.com, linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. And Jonathan, I always like to, you know, also talk strategy with you. Your experience, within the judiciary dealing with that issue. But of course, the bureaucratic oligarchy where all three branches of government seem to have been melded into one in violation of separation of powers. Now, I have argued, you and I have talked off the air a lot as well. My, fundamental religious beliefs are my own. I don't expect others to believe everything I believe, but I respect others' rights to believe what they believe as long as they don't harm me, right? And so I believe our defense of liberty has to be a religious one, a spiritual context. Our founders knew this, and I think that was a fundamental reason why the organic American Republic and Republican form of government came to being. We wanted to have self-determination, our ability to worship as we please. And there's so much what you said in the last two segments, including mentioning the 14th Amendment. Prior to the 14th Amendment, I believe there were no United States citizens. It was citizens of the state, and the people were superior to the states and the government in the context that sovereignty rested with the people, not a king, queen, or emperor. We have so far lost that sight. I mean, limitations on the right to travel, which comes from a far higher place than government, right? We're talking God. And yet they're getting away with it. I'm thinking strategically. The defense of the ultimate minority, the individual. How do we fight back? How do we push back? I'm doing my level best here on radio and also with my personal issues for my family. But man, it is sometimes a daunting task.
Well, you have a really unfortunate environment in California that is entirely intolerant of dissenting opinion from the left. I mean, you've got that at the college campuses. You have that throughout the government in California. You have a situation in California where, unfortunately, free speech is largely obliterated and the right to dissent has been snuffed out. Now, what has to happen in order for California to move, you've got a judiciary that's largely impervious to the argument that the 14th Amendment ought to apply in the vaccine context, even though it applies in every other context, and they have carefully followed the Jacobson decision all the way to the present. They continuously cite that early 20th century decision by Holmes, who was an admitted eugenicist, advocate of eugenics, And they don't deviate from it. Well, that's a travesty, but that's the reality. And then you have a legislature which passed the doggone bill to eliminate the exemptions for California citizens. So what do you have to do? As a California citizen, you've got to do two things. You have a difficult task of persuading the majority. But I'm telling you, if people understood, and you could document and can document, the instances of adverse effects from vaccines and the extent to which a typical person is at risk and get good medical opinion on that, you can find out, hey, look, it is not the case. Even the manufacturers of the vaccines will admit that the vaccines are not 100% safe. Nothing is that you inject into your body, but particularly not alien ingredients of one kind or another that your body is foreign to your body.
Right.
Whenever you inject something, there are going to be allergic reactions. There are going to be reactions related that cause a temperature, abdominal upset.
It's medical collectivism too, Jonathan. I've talked about this. One size fits all is the ultimate violation of the individual. When we talk about healing, we have to respond to each one. You can't give the same dose to everybody, much less some people wouldn't take anything within that dose and survive.
So I'm telling people of California who are a part of the movement to try to get the laws on vaccines changed, they've got to understand this battle has got to be waged in the court of public opinion. You're not going to get a receptive audience in the courts. You're not going to get a receptive audience from the legislature until such time as you form a major coalition of people who comprehend. And it starts with education, and it starts with facts. You've got to get the facts showing the instances of adverse effects. You have to demand that from the government through freedom of information. You have to gather the information to show what percentage of the population being vaccinated in California. Mm-hmm. And then you need to get medical opinion that explains why it is that everybody is at risk. You know, everybody is at risk. It's not a situation where informed opinion of medical experts who are rabid advocates of this. It's not the case that you can rest assured that when you go and get those 32, 34, whatever number of vaccines you're going to get, that you're going to go through that with smooth sailing and without adverse effects at the time or later. That is not true. You may be lucky and not see adverse effects. You may be lucky. But you may also be unlucky, and a certain percentage of people are going to be unlucky, and that's why they have the compensation fund. They have it there because they know it's going to happen. So what about that? Does that mean that you can have no conscience and you must give all your freedom over to those who will give you something that may cause your children to have an adverse effect? Or can you use discretion? Can you say, I don't want certain vaccines. I don't want a certain amount of vaccine. I don't want all vaccines.
Right.
Don't you have the right to choose? Don't you have the right to conscientiously exercise that, particularly in this environment where your doctor cannot tell you?
Right.
Your child will not have an adverse effect.
Well,
he can't tell you that honestly.
And if the government says you do not have that right, then isn't it a de facto declaration of ownership over you and your children?
Absolutely. If you say you have compulsory school attendance laws in California, you cannot not go to school. You have to either homeschool, go to private school, or go to a public school. But it is illegal for you to have children that do not go to school. All right, if you're forced to go to school then, and in most instances that means public school or private school, you are then compelled to vaccinate your kids. If you're compelled to vaccinate your kids and you have no way out of this system, you've been deprived fundamentally of your right to dissent. And in this situation, it's outrageous. It's not a right to dissent on a political opinion, which would be horrible, and everybody would jump up and down and say, no, this is worse.
Sure.
This is the right to dissent from having something injected into your child's veins.
Yes, but equally, Jonathan, and I, you know, I'm dealing with some things regarding religious beliefs in terms of right to travel. You know, the salvation of someone's soul and their belief in terms of accepting what everybody else thinks is just just something to do, right? Because everyone
else
does.
I mean, look, if we had an honest environment operating here and one that protected rights,
yeah.
You go into the doctor, you would say, okay, you're going to get the following three vaccines. All right, your kids are going to get these three vaccines today, okay? Here, you're 6 months old. Okay, here's what it is. This is the first vaccine. This vaccine has a 2.1% chance of an adverse effect. Here's the second one. This one's known to have a 3 to 5% chance. Here's the third one. This one's known to have a 1% chance. Okay, parent, here are the adverse effects when they happen. This is what happens. This is what happens. This is what happens. All right, now you're fully informed. Now here are the benefits. If he doesn't have these adverse reactions, then we think, based on these studies, that there is a 50% chance that he'll be immune from this disease for the next 2 years. There is a 30% chance after 5 years or whatever. Or, we don't know. This substance, your child is only 6 months old, and to give him this hepatitis C vaccine may not even work when he's exposed to intravenous drugs in his 30s. Whatever it is.
Right.
So, you know, then you can say, I don't want that hepatitis C vaccine. I don't want a Gardasil vaccine for my boy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want this. I don't want that. I want this one. I want that one. You'd be able to choose. Now, it's not a perfect world, and the choices have risks, but you, as the parent, would calculate it.
Well,
instead of the state saying, everybody gets the same schedule. Go in, march in there like little zombies. Stand there, and everybody gets vaccinated. Oh, we lost Tim.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But we saved. You know, sorry about Tim.
Yeah.
But there goes Jill. You know, but the rest of them are going to make it through. Okay, so you have an autistic child for the rest of his life. Oh, so you have a child that suffers brain damage. Oh, sorry. You know, this is barbaric.
It is. Where are the parental rights? I mean, we got the Ninth Amendment, and they disavow knowledge of maybe any of the amendments. And again, remember,
in the Cruzan decision, the Supreme Court said that you have a right to refuse life-saving medication. You have a right to refuse life-saving medication. You there you are on your deathbed. They're telling you, okay, now, we could give you this drug and it would extend your life. You say, I'm sick of it.
I'm done.
I've had all these drugs. I'm done. I don't want any more drugs. The state can't compel you to take it.
But they can compel you to take something that might end your life.
They can compel you to take a drug on the theory that it's going to help someone else avoid
disease.
This
is absurd. It's an absurdity. And, Jonathan, we have a nation of sheep that are putting up with this. I get disgusted by this. This last week, I had certain points. I'm like, you know, I love liberty. I love this country, and I love what it stands for. But sometimes I get a little annoyed with my fellow Americans who are refusing to stand up against this tyranny.
Well, you know, Robert, this is the fundamental, this premise that underlies mandatory vaccination is essentially the same compulsory premise that underlied Obamacare that Trump has fixed by eliminating that premise. But the premise that you can compel people to buy something without exercise of choice.
Yeah.
Everybody is going to be compelled. Everyone must buy health insurance.
This is maybe the only show in media that's stated openly to say, you know what, to mandate participation in the third leading cause of death is an abomination. And that anybody would support that, you have no earthly idea what you're asking for. And you need to wake up. And you talked about education. We've got a long way to go because we've been indoctrinated.
Okay, so let's take a look at the circumstance. All right, so let's say you have smallpox crops up in California. Oh, danger. And there have been many kids who have been vaccinated, and of those, maybe 90% will be effective against smallpox, but there's going to be a 10% that aren't, even the ones that were vaccinated.
Or more.
All right, so
yeah.
Then you have this problem, okay? You got this problem. There's smallpox cropping up in some of the schools, whatever. All right, so then you've got an emergency, right? All right, in that state of an emergency, what do? Do you say, oh, we have this emergency, everyone has to be vaccinated? You can do that. You can deprive everyone of their liberty. But you could also take a different approach, which is to say, all right, you can be vaccinated, and if you're vaccinated, you may pose a risk as long as, you know, but it's substantially a limited risk based on our science. Or you can avoid going to this school.
Yeah.
Why not then give them the option of homeschooling, right?
Sure.
I mean, look, even if you're in the midst of a contagion, there is a less intrusive alternative that people can exercise and still keep everyone safe.
Well said.
And that's to go home.
We're up on a break. We got to take a break here. We'll be back to wrap it up. A fascinating discussion with my good friend Jonathan Emort here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What an incredible journey with Jonathan Emord here, Sacred Fire of Liberty. And Jonathan, I always appreciate, you know, going deep into the principles that either have been abandoned and that therefore we've gone awry, or we embrace and we find out, wow, to the benefit of everybody, living a principled life, it matters. And our founders recognized they wanted to reduce the risk that government posed on the people by what? Restricting them. And the piece of paper, the Constitution, can't do it alone. The people need to stand up and defend it. And as I said, I get honestly sometimes frustrated the lack of knowledge of this historically and in a contemporary sense. And then they convince you, like in Invasion of the Body Snatchers, that you should be snatched up instead of defended.
Well, we can be from any country in the world and be an American. We can have any ethnicity or background or race and be an American. Americans are united in one thing. We're not united because of a race. We're not united because of a religion. We're not united because of a single theology or some sort of principle other than this. We are free. We have to be united in freedom. You cannot be an American and not believe in individual liberty. If you do, you're not an American. The nation was defined at the founding, and at the founding it was defined based on certain fundamental precepts that have survived the test of time and have proven themselves to be the characteristic of a human being. All people are born equal. All people are born with unalienable rights to life, liberty, and property. Those are fundamental truths. If you don't accept that, you really are rejecting the notion of being an American. Now, you can say that. One of the extraordinary things is, in a free country, you can dissent. You can disagree with me. But if you want to say, I am an American, and I believe in compelling other people to live in a state of servitude and do what I want, which is the liberal mantra these days, you are not truly an American. You're something else. And to her credit, this woman who won the 14th Congressional District in the primary in New York is being honest. She says, I'm a socialist. What does that mean? That means I don't believe in individual liberty. I believe that individuals are subservient to the state, that the state can redistribute their income, take their property, and determine what is best for others. I don't agree with that philosophy, but I appreciate that she's been honest enough to tell us she's a socialist. I would recommend to Americans that they vote against her. I think there's broad room for debate in America. I don't mean to suggest that, but what I do mean to say is that this nation has principles. And those principles we have largely either abandoned or forgotten. And we have to remember that this nation was based upon those principles and that governments are instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed in this construct. And when you deprive those rights, it becomes necessary for the people to change the government. But it's just, to me, it is shocking that that fundamental premise is not a part of our education. They used to have a thing in the early republic that was called Republican Motherhood, they called it, which was the necessity of inculcating the babies with knowledge of the American Revolution, what it stood for, why we advocate liberty. At the time of the American Revolution, they said, we are all common in that we are radical Whigs. They were all Whigs. Common in their principles in that sense. They disagreed with their religions. They disagreed with specific issues. They disagreed with all manner of things. But what they didn't disagree with was that the nation had to have a limited government. The government was instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed.
Mm-hmm.
And that a government is just if it does such things as Thomas Jefferson said. Thomas Jefferson, in his inaugural address, spoke to a common sentiment that was near universal, which was, a wise and frugal government shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. And George Washington wished to preserve this. They all wished to preserve the protections for life, liberty, and property. And George Washington said in his inaugural address that let there be no change by usurpation. For though in one instance it may be an instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. Meaning usurpation of the Constitution, of the power of protecting individual liberty that was in the Constitution.
Well said. Well said. And an important reminder, we've got a lot of work to do, Jonathan, and I appreciate all y'all for spreading this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And I said, you know, that healing I talk about on all levels, economic, emotional, physical, mental, spiritual, and yes, even political. Jonathan, my friend, I am happy to be on this journey with you despite the things, the obstacles that are out there. They're part of what we're here to do, and I thank you.
You're welcome, Robert. It's good to have you with me, my friend.
All right. Well, the power to heal, as I said, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Enver 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Enver 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.